It is very easy to misunderstand things. During the 1970s, there was an energy crisis, and radio stations were often telling people, turn down the heat 5 degrees during the winter. And this was almost every day, the radio stations. Finally, one guy called up the radio stations and said, I'm already down to 40 degrees in my living room. How much more can I turn it down? Well, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be the first among you must be the servant of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In today's gospel, the Lord gives every one of us this vocation, this call, that your life was not given to you for yourself, but for others. This gift that you have of life is a precious gift that you have to expend for others. The Savior himself came to serve, and on Holy Thursday washed the feet of his disciples to show us this is where true greatness lies. A person is never so tall and so great when he stoops down to help a child or help someone that is in need of some comfort. Whatever good we do is an explanation of our existence. If we don't understand this, we are tempted to suffer boredom. I have nothing to do today. Didn't you think for whom you have been living, where you are needed? What beautiful gifts that you can bring and create, because in serving others, we find ourselves. We find both a mission and a purpose for our life. Napoleon, who they said was small of stature, was once told that your bodyguards are all over 6 feet. They're great people. And he said, no, they are long. I am great. And we can be great because every one of us can serve, can give of their time and their life to other people. So in today's gospel, the fifth Sunday of Lent, the Lord reminds us, are you bored? Think of someone else. Think of someone else that you can help, an organization you can belong to, a church you can dedicate your time to. There is always someone we can serve. There is no reason for boredom. There is a lot of work available on this planet. There is not always a paycheck attached to it, but there is a payoff of purpose, of satisfaction, and of a heart that says, now I know why I am here, because I have seen the face of the people that the Lord has put in my life for me to serve them. The final thought is this. Sometimes people say, I can't believe in a God who cares what I do in my house, in my bedroom, in my life. He created the entire universe. What kind of crazy God would care what I do? Well, what kind of parent cares what their children do, what their children think, and what their children plan? A parent who loves them. And that is the kind of God we have. A God that cares what we do in our home, what we think in our minds, and what is going on in our hearts. Our God who is here to make sure that we achieve happiness. And he gave us living icons where we can find satisfaction. If you have nothing to do, find someone to serve, and then you will understand why you are here. Slava Isusu Christu.